his and hers. So I'll be honest with you. I was praying about where to go. This was several months ago, where to go. And really, I wanted to do a series on relationships and all that stuff. And honestly, we got to looking at it, and there were some things that we said in this series that I just couldn't go into this again without revisiting some of the things I stated in the past and bringing some new things into it. Because how many of you know, if you're going to live on this planet, how many of you know it's all about relationships? And more importantly, if you're going to be happy, did you guys notice I slowed down? If you're going to be happy and you're going to be happily married, how many of you know this is a big deal? This is a big deal. So in this series, it is not my intent to draw out every relationship aspect. But here's what I believe. After pastoring so many years in the cold tundra of Indiana, I know by February you have had it with your spouse, with your kids. You can't tell them go outside and play. Can I get a witness in here? Come on. Now, maybe you grew up in a home like I did where it was outside and play no matter what time of the year it was. But nevertheless, here's the truth. The truth of the matter is I've ended up doing more marriage counseling in January, February, and March than I do all the rest of the year combined. It ends up being that time frame. That's why we hired Tove, so I don't have to do it all now. But anyway, on a serious note, though, it is absolutely phenomenal when you start getting this right, his and hers. Now, before I go into it, I want to tell you this is not just a marriage series. That's not the goal here. The goal is his and hers. The goal is to talk about the differences in this, in the different ideas that run through the course of a relationship. This message right here, whether you are married or not, will help you. It will help you understand you. It will help you understand other folks. Not only that, let me get it a little bit further. If you have kids, it will help you understand your kids. Some of you have boys and you're like, something's wrong with them. They're brain damaged. No. So let's go to the Word of God. Let's check it out. This is Genesis chapter 2, verse 21. And here's what it said. Let me get that background black. There we go. All right, here we go. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. How many of y'all women agree with that right there? You don't? Okay, it never says God woke him up. That's why a man can fall asleep about anywhere. And he, what did he do? Come on, he slept. And he took one of the ribs and he closed up his flesh in its place. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into, no, you guys said it wrong. Whoa, man. And he brought her to the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. And she shall be called, capital W, whoa, man. Because she is now taken out of man. It's actually wombed man. That's actually the term. But I like my version better. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother, and the two shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become what? One flesh. I've actually had counseling appointments just explaining this principle. How come my husband never calls his family? He shall leave his father and his mother, and the two shall and joined to his wife, and the two shall become what? One flesh. How many of you know, you women, how many of you women have to remind your husband to check on his other family? Only one. All right, whatever. And then the rest of you women gave up. Is that what happened? All right, anyway. And they were both what? Naked. And the man and his wife, and they were not? Everybody say, whoa, man. Yeah, they were not ashamed. That's exactly how it was. That's how God made them. God made them, Adam and Eve, put them in a garden and said, here it is. Now, let me say this. Wouldn't you like to know that the story just goes easy from there? But I can tell you that men and women are absolutely different. They come from two different ideas, two different everything. I was thinking about this along the lines of one simple thing. One simple thing, all right? One simple thing, which if you don't know much about me, I love certain things. And this is something I love. I love music. Anybody like music? All right. If you were asking a dude, hey, man, tell me, what's a good time? You ready? Nope. I get so sad, baby. This is Marvin Gaye, the real Marvin Gaye. Back these feelings for so long. And if you feel like, come on, y'all know, you like I feel, baby, come on. Woo! Come on, y'all know that? All right, all right. I mean, and every dude in here knows what time that is. It's happy time, all right? Now watch this, watch this, watch this. Let me tell you what a woman, talking to a lady, and hers is not Marvin Gaye, all right? It's a little bit different. Here's what it is. We are family, right? I got all my sisters and me. Isn't that the way it is? Immediately, all the women are like, There ain't nothing like a bunch of women getting together. Me and my sisters, we were down there. Come on, y'all know what I'm saying. To a dude, it's like, shoot me in the head. Wear me out. How about this one? Every dude, what every dude wants to hear. Here it is. You ready? Here it is. Here it is. Nope, not that. Hold up. The computer done went crazy. They're messing with me now. I don't know what that was, but I will tell you this, that every dude wants to hear that song. Did y'all hear that? Oh, Mickey. And fill your name in. Fill your name in. It doesn't matter what your name is. Go, Charlie. Go, Charlie. Do you want to? This is no joke. You know what most men hear? You know what most men hear? Here it is. In the shape. Go forward. Move ahead. Go ahead. To whip it. Whip it good. Crack that whip. Here you go. Anybody know that? How many of you know that's what most men hear? Oh, I get it. See, we're already in trouble. Look, we're already, this whole message is ruined because the dudes are like, I ain't saying that, Pastor. I ain't about to admit that. I ain't going to admit that. No, no, here's what women want. Here's what women want. Tell me if this ain't right, ladies. What you want. Baby, I got it. What you need. You know I got it. Come on. Fully respect. Huh? How many of you women know? Huh? Am I? Huh? Now, I can't even spell respect, but I truly believe there is a difference. Even how we hear music. See, I took a simple illustration, and you know everything I just said is true. Everything I said. I mean, if you don't believe me, women, next time your husband comes home, let's say this week, been a rough week, about Wednesday, Thursday, he comes out home. You show up at the door, pop the door open with something nice on, and go, oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine, you're blah, blah, blah. I promise you, he will bust out. He will run around the yard. He will go crazy. I'm telling you, man, it's on. I tell you, see, I've helped you already. Told you how to repair your marriage already. See, here's the deal. The truth of the matter is this. We are all different, specifically when it comes to men and women. How many of you believe that? We're all equally different when it comes to men and women. See, watch this. Men and women are not the same. I'm going to wear this out for a minute. Women make horrible men. And I'm going to say it the other way, too. And men, they make horrible women, y'all. We are not the same. We are not the same. And I believe the lie of our culture is men and women are the same. I can prove this to you. Last night, we had over 107 kids, I think, here last night for Valentine's night out with their families. All right? We had a craft area. Seems simple, right? Miss Angie Nyberg ran the craft area right out there in the hallway. kids making hearts and Valentine's cards for their mothers and fathers. Sounds like a great idea, right? She gave them the pipe cleaner things. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I kid you not, we're not 5 minutes into it. Excuse me. 5 minutes into it, the boys had made swords out of the pipe cleaners. They done lost the point of making. They're not making no Valentine's cards. They're trying to figure out how they can sword fight with the pipe cleaners. Angie, I'm telling the truth. I was standing there watching it all go down. And I thought that is a powerful illustration of the fact that boys and girls are not the same. The girls were over there coloring. What's she doing? Everybody's happy, you know. Boys over there, here, check this out. Watch this. Poking each other. I'm telling you, it's different. And anybody that can't see that, I don't know what's wrong with them. They've had brain damage or something. We are different, but here's what I want you to understand. Even though we are equally different, this does not mean one is better than the other. Please don't translate it into that. Men are not better than women. Women are not better than men. I know that's what people think. They think, well, if we're different, then surely one's better than the other. No. No, not one is better than the other. You say, oh, Pastor Charlie, what about whenever Jesus, or in the Bible where it says that women are the weaker vessel? How many of you know that? That's Peter talking, all right? Jesus raised his mother-in-law. That's why he's ticked off. But anyway, no, here's the truth. The truth of the matter, some of you will get that later, all right? But anyway, here's the reality. The reality of this, that word that Peter was speaking to a culture that viewed women as their objects more than as co-equals. And it was known that men of this time, under the Roman rule, could actually beat and kill his wife, and it was okay. If he had a child that he didn't like or misbehaved, he actually was allowed to kill the child. If he had children that he didn't want, he could leave them at the temple door and they would just simply die. Even though that's a very different culture. So when Jesus said they're the weaker vessel, he was specifically talking to how a, watch this, saved man deals with an unsaved wife. And he was specifically talking about don't physically beat and abuse her. That's the context in which that letter was written and was speaking to. It wasn't talking that women aren't stronger or less than. How many of you know there are some things that men are stronger at and better at? Come on. Yeah, I got like four hands going off. Yeah, all right, come to my house. Come to my house in the middle of the night. Michelle don't get up out of bed. She elbows me and says, I heard something. How can you hear something? We're supposed to be asleep. I get up out of bed and I walk around, you know? I'm supposed to do that, all right? Now, let me say it this way. I believe there are some things that women are stronger and better at. For example, sickness. How many of you know everything I get, other people die from? You'll figure that out later. I'm convinced of it. And if it's not true, please don't tell me. Actually, there was a scientific study that came out, and I posted it on the web, showing that man sickness is a literal thing, that men suffer more when they're sick. Amen. Amen. That's right. See, hey, listen. We are equally different. That's all I'm trying to prove. I'm trying to prove the point why. This runs crosswise to our culture. Our culture says you can take a little child, whether they're a boy or a girl, and you can raise them up, and as long as you give them the same toys, G.I. Joe and Barbie, then everything is going to be all right, and they'll turn out to be gender fluid. And I'm here to tell you, you can take a boy, give him Barbie dolls all day, he will find out a way to blow Barbie's head off. Every time. Promise you. It's completely different. Boys look at the world completely different than girls. In my counseling, a lot of the times whenever I deal with married couples, most of the arguments and most of the fights and most of the marriage that I have to speak to honestly comes because the two don't understand each other. They just simply don't understand each other. It's a matter of they just don't get how a man's wired, or vice versa. They don't understand how the woman is wired. So I end up in the middle translating what each of them's saying so that the man gets it and the woman gets it. And she'll say, well, I wish he would say it like you said it. Well, he doesn't. And I wish he would say it. She doesn't. You're just going to have to see, watch this. It is possible. How many of you ever had a fish tank? Have I ever had a fish tank? Listen, I had a fish tank, and listen, the cool thing about a fish tank is you can drop a rock in there, and you can look at something from one angle, and it be right where you think it is. Go around and turn your head to the side of the fish tank, and it looks like it moved, and it's in a different location, and the rock never moved. Oftentimes, when it comes to a his and her scenario, it's oftentimes the same rock in the same position, but two different angles, honey. Two different angles. So oftentimes I get in there and I have to translate what each of them are saying. Well, that's why I'm doing this series, to help you understand how the other person is made up. And obviously, since I'm a dude, I want you to know how men are wired so that you can get it. Really, during this series, or really specifically tonight, women, if you hear something that's just awesome, just say amen. All right, so let's practice. All right. Ready? One, two, three. Amen. Amen. All right. I was mild, but that'll work. All right. Men, if you hear something that's like, oh, that's me. That's me. And I wish she'd get it. All right. I know you have to drive home with her. All right. But listen, I'll show you a point in my message where you can do something else with it. But here's the truth. You ready? Just say amen. Amen if this applies to you. All right, so here's what we know. Here's what the Bible says. My people are destroyed for their lack of knowledge. Oftentimes, knowledge. We need knowledge. We need to understand. I need to understand how my wife is wired. I need to understand how my kids are wired. I need to understand how my daughter is wired. I need to figure that out. Right here. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you from being priests over me. So here we go. You ready? 10 facts about men that every woman should know. I told y'all, amen. That's how you respond. All right, here we go. You ready? 10 facts. Number one, you ready? At 16 to 24 week, testosterone is released, which creates man. In other words, when we're formed in the womb up until this point, I actually got this from Dr. James Dobson. He teaches a whole series on this. It's Raising Up Boys. It's a great series. If you got boys, young boys, and you want to know how to be a great father, listen to that series. It's absolutely awesome. But truth, 16 to 24 weeks, testosterone. There we go. Testosterone is released, which creates man. Which creates man. Now, let me tell you what happens. There are two sides of the brain. A what? Left and a right. Left and right hemisphere of the brain. There actually is a cord, just a picture, an extension cord, that runs from the left to the right hemisphere, or right to left, either one. It ties both sides of the brain together. When the testosterone is released, only God releases that. Only God releases that. Man doesn't choose that. God releases that. God releases who's a male and who's a female. All right? When God releases that, get this, that cord actually deteriorates, and then the embryo, the child, becomes a male. All right? Women, here you go. So men really are brain damaged when they came out. They were made that way. There's actually something that broke. Between 16 to 20, so when you ask your 16-year-old son, what happened to you? And they go, I don't know, I had brain damage. They really are telling you the truth. They got broke. Their brain, no, actually, you know as well as I do, God wired them that way. God wired them that way. But you have to know that. You have to know that, and I'll tell you why here in just a second. But the most important thing you understand is that the left and right hemisphere of the brain actually severed itself in a sense, not completely, but in a sense, although sometimes you look at your kids and go, surely something's wrong. But on this situation, it truly is that the brain actually has deteriorated in the middle. And this is what makes a man, and a woman, a woman. And this is what separates it, okay? This will come back up here in just a few minutes, but I wanted to say that. All right, number two, you ready? If you're taking notes, you can write these down. Men have 4% more brain cells. Amen. Come on now. Yeah, that's the way. Way to go, man. That's right. That's right. Yeah. You know what this is for, though? Women, come on. Here we go. This is to make up for all the ones you damaged while you were growing. God knew that something would happen in that. So he allowed us to have a little more to get the race going. And then you get what I'm saying. But here's the truth. The truth of the matter is men actually do have more brain cells than women. But we kill a bunch of them. All right, here we go. Number three, you ready? Write this one down. Men have 100 grams more brain tissue. Three of them. That was it. No, we actually have more brain mass, actually more brain tissue. Here's something that's interesting. Here we go. 85% of men are dominant what? Left brain. Okay, Pastor Charlie, what's that mean? Left brain and right brain. Right brain deals with emotions, deals with the memorization of names, faces, deals with the arts, deals with music, deals with a lot of the emotions. Okay? All right. Left brain. Logic, math, systematic thinking, those kind of things. Okay? Now, women have a left and right brain operating at the same time. Very good. Very good. All right. Now, women, I'm going to help you. Your man doesn't. I don't know who should amen on that one, but whatever. 85% of men are left brain dominant, which means he's processing and he thinks systematic. So therefore, a conversation is about the subject at hand, the thing he's talking about. Only three have the cojones to say that in here tonight. But here's the truth. Here's the truth. For a man to understand a woman, he's got to be able to transfer from left to right hemisphere of his brain fast. So just so you understand, it's like, hey, babe, how you doing? I'm coming in just a second, because I got to go all the way around for you to understand what I'm talking about. Okay. Yeah, okay, babe, I'm here. I'm doing all right. Everything's good. She asked another question. What did the kids do? Hold on a second. Holy cow, why in the world is this happening? What did she just ask? Squirrel. All right, okay. So the kids are great. The kids are great. Nobody died, everybody's happy. You know, I was feeling, I'm not running again, all right? I'm not running. But here she goes. I was feeling the other day. It really is like that to a man trying to track a woman's conversation. Dudes, I'm helping you. I'm trying to help you as your pastor. Listen, it really is like that. When he goes, okay, time out. I didn't catch that. He's being real serious. He's not ignoring you. He's just got to take the path to go to the other side of the brain to really understand what you're talking about. Because he thinks with his left hemisphere. So when you ask him to go over, like, you know, we watch that movie. Hey, what did you feel about that? Hold on. He's got to run around the block, man, and then he'll get there. By then, you're crying because you think he ignored you. Come on, am I right? Man, I could go through scenario after scenario. But this is so true. And if you understand this, it should help. For example, we made rules in our house, Michelle and I, with communication. Okay, so for example, if there is a subject change, someone should say it. Come on, Larry. You are the only dude that I heard. If there is a, I'm gonna give you another chance, man. You had to run around the block. Hold on. Here we are. You ready? You ready? Here it is. You ready? You ready? If there is a subject change, someone needs to announce it. Amen. 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 You just can't flow from one thing to the next, man. I'm running my tail off. I can't figure out where you're at. You know it's true. Hey, listen, why am I talking about this? You know, we got a whole lot of young couples that don't understand this. It's for real. If you've been married 20, 30 years, you figured this out. You were like, oh, yeah, he's not tracking. He's not even close to where I'm at. Come on. He has that glazed look in his eyes. It's like, yeah, nobody's home, baby. Nobody's home. Come on, y'all hearing what I'm saying? And what women and men both think of the opposite sexes, they think something's wrong with this one. If I get another one, it'd be totally different. Here's the revelation. They're all the same. I mean, some of them have heart issues, yes. I'm not saying that, but here's what I am saying. You have to understand that. Going into marriage, you have to understand that. And most people don't sit and explain it to us. And even after you've been married 20, 30 years, you're still figuring it out. It's still a process of understanding how a woman is wired and how a man is wired. But listen, oftentimes in my life, I'll ask Michelle, I will stop right mid-sentence, say, okay, time out. I'm still back there. Where are you at? What's the conversation? She'll get frustrated. Well, you're just not tracking. I'm tracking. It's just slower. It's very slow compared to where you're at. See, because I'm still over here going, she spit out a problem. I have the answer because I done figured it out. Now, she's 50 miles up ahead of me. I got to pull her back and tell her how to fix that. That does not go over well usually. Come on, amen? Hey, so what I do, and again, I'm just telling you secrets of it. One of the things that I'll do a lot of times, I'll say, okay, time out, Michelle. Do you want me to fix this or do you want me to just listen? You know what she says? Men, listen to this. You know what she says more often than not? Yeah. Hey, men, it's all right to ask the dumb questions. Like, do you want me to fix this or no? No, just listen. Yeah. I'll show you where I go with that one here in a minute. All right, here we go. Here we go. Number five here. Men are single task focused. How many of y'all got that? They are single task focused. Michelle, one of the things that drives her just absolutely mad, ask her. If we're driving down the road and she's driving, she likes to drive her car, whatever. I don't care. All right. She's driving her car. I get a phone call. She's listening to the radio. What do you have to do to talk on the phone, men? You turn down the radio. I can't listen to the radio and you. This is a single task focused man. I will turn off the radio. Michelle go, why do you have to turn off the radio? Because I can't hear him. Well, turn your phone up. It's not that type of hearing. Witness? Can I get a witness in here? It's not like that. I'm not talking about, can I audibly hear it? I can audibly hear it. I just can't track it. I don't know where they're talking about. Come on, y'all hear what I'm saying? It is the truth, man. You got to know this, that men are single task focused. Michelle will come up to me. I'll be typing or something. She'll be like, okay. Time out. Because I ain't saying time out this way. Time out is this. Whatever I was doing is time out. Okay, talk to me. Tell me about it. She'll just, I'll be like, you want me to fix that? No? Okay. And then she'll get done and she'll like, ooh. I'll be like, okay. And we love y'all. I mean, it's love. It's love. It really is love, but I'm just saying we're different, all right? Here's the next one. You ready? All right? Men hear differently. Men hear completely different than women. We can have a conversation. I'll be like, why'd you say that? She goes, I didn't say that. I said, yeah. Yeah, you did. She'll go, why are you yelling? I'm not yelling. Yes, you are. Okay, I know whether I'm yelling or not, and I didn't yell. She goes, oh, no, you yelled. No, now I'm yelling. Now we're yelling. Yes, we're yelling now. Well, I don't know why we got to yell at each other. I don't know either. I was trying to have the conversation of not yelling, not talking loud. Come on, am I right? Hey, here's a scientific fact. You ready? You ready? Women, because they have that cord, and men are brain damaged. Women, there was your opportunity. All right. Because men don't have that. Here's the truth. Women hear emotions in words. Come on, women. Yeah, elbow if you have to, whatever, man, ribs sore this week. I get it. But hey, listen, here's the truth though. You ready? Women hear the emotional connection to whatever word is being spoken. The emotional. You get two dudes, nobody cares about emotions. Like, dude, stop. Yeah, you jerk, quit, stop, whatever. And two dudes can talk. Michelle actually asked me this one time. Mike and I were with some other guys, and we were talking, and we were busting on each other's chops, man. It was just dudes. You notice you never hear women busting on each other's chops and laughing about it, right? Well, she said that. Two dudes, though, two, three, four guys get together. It's like, man, yeah, picking on each other, and it's all good. And Michelle walks away and goes, I don't know why when you guys hang out, you have to be so mean to each other. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm serious. I looked at her, I go, what are you talking about? Mean to each other. I like the guy. She gives me that look. It wasn't until I realized that women hear the emotion. They hear the emotion. So men, if we say, no, I don't want that. Oh, why are you blowing me off? Whoa, I just said no. You got to watch your emotions connected to the words you're saying because they sense it and feel it. Come on, am I right? Go to bed. What's up? What's wrong? Nothing. They hear that. They heard you loud and clear. And that means something is, but you ain't saying it. Come on, am I right? All right, we're moving on, but nevertheless, here it is, scientific fact for sure. Science, brain scans confirm that when a man reads, he virtually goes deaf. Again, men hear differently. Where a man's eye is where his ears are. I don't know how many times we've had this conversation at our house about this right here. She'd be like, didn't you hear me? I say, no. Oh, you're just, no, I'm not. I was over there, there, there. I heard everything over there, TV. Everything else compared to what I'm tuned into sounds like, wah, 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 wah. It's a beautiful thing, man. And that's why I was telling you whenever she comes in and she's like, do you want me to fix it or not, babe? She goes, no, just listen. Okay. Woo. Okay. Say, Pastor Charlie, why are you talking about this? So many people don't understand this. They don't understand. They don't understand that it isn't because he doesn't love you. He's wired this way. It's the way he's designed. God made him this way. I'm not making excuses for it. I'm just saying that you're never going to get around it. You're just going to have to learn to work and live and move with it. Come on, amen? Amen? Amen, for sure. Where his eyes are, for sure. That's where his ears are. Here's a number seven. And I don't know what you know. Men are like waffles and women are like spaghetti. And I've taught on this before that men live in boxes. Men live in boxes, and the boxes don't touch. If whatever that box is that we're talking about, that's the box I'm in. So when I'm at the church, I'm at work. That's the work box. One of the reasons whenever we first started the church, I would come to the church, and I would come home. After being here 8, 9 hours, whatever, I'd come home, and Michelle would say, like, you know, how'd it go today? What's the answer? Fine. What'd you do? Not much. Okay, you were there 8, 9 hours and not much? Well, and let me tell you what's going on in my mind. I've got to go find that box. I got to go find that box. I got to open that box. I got to get in that box and figure out what's in that box. And then I'm like, okay, ruffling through stuff in my head. I'm like, oh yeah, I prayed. I studied the Bible. Hold on, there's a couple other things I did. Come on. I'm ruffling. And because in my world, as soon as I left, I closed the box. It was over. You're asking me to revisit something that I got to go find it. See, when you're young and you're married, you think, he's hiding something from me. Or he just don't want to tell me what's going on. No, honey, that ain't what's going on. Let me tell you, he left that box way back there. Let me tell you something else. Women, every box is connected. It's all jumbled together. It's like, if you touch one box, it's miraculously connected to 50 other boxes. 50 other boxes. Yeah, I first discovered this after we first got married. And again, since this is a series on marriage and relationships, it blew. Michelle, we'd come home, young married couple. It's like, man, kids are in bed. I'm thinking Marvin Gaye, you know? And she'd be like, you just spanked the kids. You put them to bed. It was stressful. You're working on this, you're doing that. How can you think about that stuff? I'm like, it's easy. Easy peasy. That box shut. There's another one open. Come on. I'm being real. It's gonna help somebody in here, praise God. All right? Hey, listen, here's the truth though. I started realizing every box is connected. So if she had a stressful day, she's not going to feel the same way in the afternoon, in the evening. So I learned that as the husband, the house band, was to band myself around the house, undergird it, and help her and be a blessing to her. Come on, women, right there, right there, right there. To be a blessing to her and band the house together. So if that meant me helping her with the clothes and helping her with the kids and helping her do these things, man, I willingly sacrifice those things to make sure that the house is band together so that everything goes well in the home. Come on, y'all hearing what I'm saying? Yeah? We've got to understand that, though. We've got to understand that because some men think, oh, it's about me. She's rejecting me. No, You got to band yourself around that house. You need to wrap yourself around that house. You need to undergird your lady. You need to help your lady. You need to help your kids. You need to help be the man of the home by banding the house together. It's amazing how well your house would go if you just band yourself around that home. Amen. Amen, Pastor Charlie. All right, I got you. I got you. All right. Here's another one. Here's another one that you need. Here's another one. A man has a favorite box. Man has a favorite box. He absolutely does. And actually, I called your husband. I called Miss Judy's husband, Jim, today to see if I could use her and Jim and their experience as an example. All right? So I guess they were walking through their woods behind their house, and they were walking through the woods, and I guess you got up in their deer in his deer stand, right? You got up in his deer stand. Oh, he told you to get up in my deer stand? Okay, so you got up in the deer stand, and you looked around, you sat down, you looked around, and what did you say to this? What do you do up here all the time? I mean, really? What do you do? And you're sitting up here for hours in the cold. What do you do? Let me explain something to you. There's a favorite box. You ready? A man's favorite box is the nothing box. He does nothing. Nothing. Why do men go to deer stands? Nothing. Nothing. To a woman, this is foreign. You can't even wrap your head around the idea that men can do nothing. Aren't you going to do something? No. No. I'm going to do nothing. And in a woman, in her world, no. Even if you're sitting there, you're thinking about something. No. Thinking about nothing. Really. And a woman is like, no, bull. Aren't you thinking about something? No. Here, let me help you. You ready? Science. Science. Now, Pastor Charlie, Men can shut down 70% of their brain function when they're in the nothing box. 70%. That means the other 30% is like, I itch, I'm thirsty. I'm serious. He needs this time. Listen, this is a true story. This is his time of refreshing. This is how a man reboots, all right? A man needs nothing like he needs sleep. Every dude, you should have went off. Preacher, pastor, you should have got the white hanky out and waved at me. But you're scared. You're scared. Yeah, out of every 60 minutes, the average man only has 5 minutes of active thinking. Women, there was your chance, man. You could have went off right there. Absolutely. It's absolutely true, though. It's only 5%. 5%. 60. You better get him in that window. You better be like, hey, baby, are you there? Oh, you used it all up this hour. I'll be back in an hour. You know? Powerful stuff, no doubt, no doubt. Hey, how many of you know, if you're a young lady, though, this information is critical? Yeah. How about this one? You ready? Men see different. Oh, definitely, definitely. The way to a woman's heart is her ears. The way to a man's heart is his eyes. Scientific fact, no doubt about it. But we see things different. We see things completely different. Men and women are not the same. I'll give you, and I think this is the best little thing we could find. This is how men see and women see. Women see all these colors. And I think this dude is a little sissy, to be honest, because I definitely don't see violet. I don't see that. That's a red color. It's either red, pink, orange, yellow, or bluish green, somewhere in there. That's how I see. You know? A woman, oh yeah. It was this eggplant. Don't you eat that? That's not a color, you know? Fuchsia. I've never said that word probably five times in my life. Well, what color was that fish that you caught? It was a fuchsia with a brown orange. Are you out of your mind? Somebody says that at the boat ramp, I'm kicking them in the water. The guys don't talk like that. Come on, we're different. We see it completely different, right? Amen? I learned this when I was at the body shop. When I worked at a body shop, I knew this. They tell you this in automotive training school for painting cars. They tell you, God forbid the woman pick up the car. If the color is off at all, the woman's going to notice it. When you see a dude walking up, you're like, yeah, baby. That baby's going home. He can't even see those color differences. You see a woman, am I right? Anybody, guys, here? Anybody? If you're a body man, you know this is the truth. But a woman will be like, oh, that's two shades of white. That fender is not the same as that door. Oh, crap. Oh. Why did she have to pick it up? True story. Women see it completely different. Here's another one for you. Ready? Last one as far as 10. Men have great laser-like focus, though, when they need it. Men can focus in on a task unlike women can. Because women have their left and right hemispheres going at all times, it is harder for them to stop the train and simply focus on something. The men are back. Yeah. No, it really is, though. Men can focus in on something, and they can get that thing done, and they can do it like nobody's business, because that is the way they are wired. You say, well, Pastor Charlie, what are you saying in all this? I'm going to give you 2 points, and I'm going to be done. But check this out. Here's what I want you to see. Number one, we're different, but that doesn't mean you're flawed. That doesn't mean you're flawed. So oftentimes, we see ourselves as different, men and women as different. So we think, well, then they're flawed. Or the person I'm married to is flawed. No, they're not flawed. They're wired different. And I will tell you, even though we're generalizing it tonight, men and women, can I tell you, even amongst women, there are differences. And even among men, there are differences. Come on, amen. Amen. Each one is wired a little bit different than the other one, and each man is wired a little bit different than the other one, and that's the way God intended it. That's the way God made it. But listen to this. Just because someone is wired different, whether it be male or female, or whether it's someone who as a man is a little bit different looking or different acting than you, how many of you know that doesn't mean they're flawed? That doesn't mean they're flawed. I love what Psalm says. Psalms 139 says this. I will praise you, for I am what? Fearfully and wonderfully made. Do you believe that tonight about yourself? Absolutely. Even though we're talking about men and women and how they're different, I'm here to tell you God made you beautifully and wonderfully. That's the way God designed you. You are beautifully and wonderfully made. I'll give you an example of me. There are certain things I hate about my personality. And for a long time, I struggled with them. For example, all through school, I got kicked out of class all the time. I knew everybody in the school except my classmates because I spent most of my time in the hallway. And it used to bother me. They would literally, everybody could be talking in a classroom. They'll walk in, Charlie, out. What? Why did I get picked up? And it wasn't until later that I recognized my voice carries like crazy. It does. I can be in a room and my voice just takes it over. You think God had a design in that? Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, my personality is I love to cheer everybody on. I like to grab the whole room and just, come on, everybody, let's do something, let's do this. And I used to hate that about my personality. I was like, can't you just go somewhere? Even Michelle has talked to me about this. Can't you just go there and shut up and be quiet and be... Can't you just do that? Hold it down. I show up to a family reunion. It's boring till I get there. It's like, come on, everybody, let's go do something. And then she's like, can you just leave it alone? She's learned that's just the way I'm wired. And how many of you know in what I do now, man, you got to have that. You got to have that. You got to. If you don't, you know, when people look at you like partly cloudy and their heads are twitching, you'll give up, praise God. You know? You've got to be able to move beyond those things, and you'll realize that there is actually a beautiful thing that God has made, and it's called you. And he made you that way on purpose. And as soon as you learn to embrace it and allow it to be harnessed for God's kingdom, you'll be amazed with what God can do with your life. Absolutely. Amen. Preach on, Pastor Charlie. That was a men and women amen thing there, right there. How about this, number two? You ready? Listen to this. This is a powerful principle. Hearts equals heads. Hearts equals heads. That is probably the hardest thing to get going in a marriage or in a relationship. See, here's the truth. Because men and women are wired different, oftentimes our hearts are in the same place, but our heads are in two opposite places. Two opposite places. And what we end up doing is oftentimes arguing over head differences instead of heart differences. So many times I'll have to tell Michelle, I say, listen, here's my heart on this though. She'll say, but I disagree. No, we're disagreeing about the head. I'm talking about the heart. Do you not agree with me on whatever it might be? She'll say, yeah, I agree with that. I say, and then I'll spit out the fix. Well, then we're gonna do this. She say, no, I don't agree with that. Okay, so you agree with my heart. You just disagree of how we're gonna function and how we're gonna operate. In the head category. How about we get an agreement on the heart and the head, but understanding that the heart is where it starts for you to reconcile something. Come on, anybody hear what I'm saying? Listen to what Jesus said. He said this, Matthew 19:8, powerful verse. He said to them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts. Listen, it's one thing to have a head disagreement. How you spend money, this and that and the other. It's a different to have a heart disagreement. When you move into the area of the heart, now you're talking about a relationship that could possibly fail. So what am I saying? Here's what I'm saying. The Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. It's okay to have head disagreements. Be careful when you cross over and you begin to get a hard heart. As soon as you get a hard heart, it becomes unpliable. And the Bible teaches us that a hard heart is what causes divorces and broken relationships, not disagreements. How many of you know you're going to have disagreements? Oh, Three people. Okay, hold on. Let me back it up. You're wired different. You don't see anything the same, right? You hear things different. You talk different. Come on, amen. So you've got to know your heart is what you're after, our heart. So when your wife says something, ask yourself, okay, is she disagreeing with me in her heart or her head? And you say, well, Pastor Charlie, I don't know. Ask her. She'll be willing to tell you where she's coming from. Listen to this. Because of the hardness of your hearts permitted you to divorce your wives from the beginning, it was not so. In other words, God never intended for marriages to be divorced. That wasn't the intent. But the reason they do happen and the reason they actually are allowed is because of the hardness of hearts. Hearts. See, it's one thing to have your head disagreeing. It's another to have a heart disagreement. And if you don't know, you need to talk about it. You need to communicate about it. See, check this out. I love what Zig Ziglar says. Many marriages would be better if the husbands and the wife clearly understood that they are on the same side. You know, most of the time, that is the truth. I'll get two people in a room and I'll say, okay, so what's your problem? And they'll rattle it off and I'll say, what's your problem? They'll rattle it off and I'll be like, you guys are saying the same thing. Well, that's not what I'm hearing. Okay, let's break this down. You hear what I'm saying? Yeah, most people are on the same side, and they don't even realize it. Say, so Pastor Charlie, what are you asking? I'm asking you this week. Ask yourself in your relationships, whether it's your son and daughter, whether it's husband and wife, whether it's friends, I don't care what it is, ask yourself this. Do we have head disagreements or heart disagreements? If you have heart disagreements, ask yourself, am I getting a hard heart? Am I getting a hard heart? If you're getting a hard heart, that's where you stop and you pull up a chair, sit each other down and say, come on, mano a mano, let's talk this thing out. Because we ain't gonna be able to survive this. Heart disagreements will destroy your marriage, destroy your family, destroy your life. Head disagreements, you're gonna have them every day. It's okay. Know that that's part of the process of being married and living with somebody and having a family. You're going to have head disagreements. But heart disagreements, be aware of those. That's when, listen, there are chicken pox and there's cancer. Chicken pox, everybody will get over it. Cancer, got to go after it, man. Got to go after it. Hard heart, got to go after it. Somebody's getting hard, you can tell. Pastor Charles, how do I know? You get in bed, you roll over, their toe hits your toe. Touch my toe. Dare you touch my toe? There's an invisible wall here. Don't you know about the wall? Come on, amen. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. It's okay to have head differences. We have them all the time. Guard your heart. Men, your heart of your wife, you're supposed to guard, not hurt. Women, believe it or not, I'm going to tell you something right here, and then I'm going to shut up. I'm going to blow you away with this. I truly believe this, that men are more sensitive to words than women. Women get their feelings hurt easier. Men get their hearts hurt easier. That's a powerful thing. Listen to me. Men get their heart hurt faster than women. Women can be hard. Their heart, they can guard that thing. I don't know how y'all do it, but y'all. A man, he doesn't guard his heart. So when a woman lets something fly, it can pierce him to his core like nothing you've never seen. Flip it around. Women, you guys are amazing because we can say something and it hurts your feelings, but it doesn't hurt your heart. I don't really quite understand it. I've never seen any scientific proof of it. I'm only telling you after pastoring 14 years that I have figured that part out. I've figured out that men will come into me and say, Pastor, I can't believe she said that. And his heart is just ripped in two. And she don't even get it that it hurt. Seriously. So women, I want to give you a piece of advice. Don't pierce his heart with your words. know that his heart is very sensitive to you, and it can be hurt faster than your feelings can. On the flip side, men, make sure you're not using your words to break your woman's feelings and her heart. Come on, amen? Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a clap. I'm done. I got to stop. I could literally do this all night, man. I could do it all night, but we got to stop. That's why you got to come back next week. It's a beautiful series. All right, bow your head. Let me pray for you guys.